Start Your Day the Torah Way by Arya Zev Adler.
Thank you. I'd like to talk today something which is the topic of this week's parasha, the issa of counting yidden. There's a few tshuvas in the recent tshuva svarim about this, which I'm going to discuss today, from Moshe Feinstein and from Shmuel Vosner. I'll start off with the tshuva that Moshe discusses in Igros Moshe. Somebody asked him the following shayla: have you ever been to the big batikvaras, hamenuchas? It can be very difficult to find the location of the kever that you might be looking for. You can go backwards and forwards a huge amount, hundreds, sometimes tens of thousands, even hazesim is hundreds of thousands of korim over there. And to go to find the location of that kever might be very difficult. So there, the shoyl is asking Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe, he asks him as follows: are you allowed to number the korim, put a number on every single kever? And every kever will have, basically, as he put it, will have an address, and you'll make avenues, and basically you'll be able to find the address of a kever by having an exact number, like a house number. You'll know exactly the address of the person who's nifta, and you'll go there, you'll find it. And he explains that exactly that's the problem. The shoyl had the shayla, maybe that's the problem. The problem is the problem of loig l'rosh, because you're not allowed to. His shayla was, you're not allowed to do anything in front of the mace that the mace can't do himself. For example, chiddush, we know loig l'rosh more famously loig l'rosh is to tuck your tzitzis in when you go into beis hakvaras, because the mace can no longer put on tzitzis. So to wear tzitzis in front of the mace is making fun of him, because you're doing something in front of him that he can't do. But there's also issa of loig l'rosh to do anything in front of the mace can't do. Even dvarim shel chol, the mashal, if you eat in front of the mace, that also is a problem of loig l'rosh. So he says, maybe if you treat the mace as if he's an alive person, you're basically giving him a house number, you're giving him an address. So he said, that is maybe a problem of loig l'rosh. That should be a problem of loig l'rosh. So Moshe is not impressed with this time. He said, that's not a problem of loig l'rosh. He said, the problem of loig l'rosh is to do in front of the mace something that had he been alive, he would be doing himself. So if you eat in front of the mace, then it's a normal thing for people to eat. So if you do that in front of the mace, that constitutes a problem of loig l'rosh. But there's no problem of loig l'rosh if you do something in front of the mace that the mace himself, if he would be alive, he wouldn't do. For example, putting a house number on your house, right? Having a house number on your house. So there's two aspects there, I suppose. There's the actual allocation of house numbers, which is no shaykhus to you. No person does that when he's alive. The council, or whatever it is, or whoever decides the setup of the way the streets are going to be set up, that the council does, nothing to do with the person. You're talking about actually fixing the house number onto the door also. You wouldn't do that yourself. You'd get a poel, you'd get somebody else to go and do that for you. So anything that, if you would be alive, you wouldn't be doing yourself. So even if you're doing it in front of the mace, you're not making fun of the mace at all. That wasn't the problem at all. But Moshe says, that's not the shayla, but the shayla is this shayla that we're discussing today, that also lisbert yisrael, you're not allowed to count klal yisrael. Gemara and Yuma, chof beisim at beis, that there's an issa to go and to count klal yisrael. So when you go and you put numbers on the kever, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in the end of the day, what the result is, you've counted all the mesim in the mesa class. Now what's the problem? The problem is to count alive people, it's not to count dead people. There's no problem counting dead people. But Moshe says that itself is loig l'rosh. Because if you're counting them, then what you're saying is that if you'd have been alive, we wouldn't have been able to count you. And we can only count you because it'd be an issa lisbeis Yisrael. Why is it also lisbeis Yisrael? Because the Baal Chai has got chashivas.
Is that the end of the difference, though, if you count the whole basic words in one sequence, or groups and so on?
Well, let's,
you're not making any sequence of numbers at all. Just numbering
each. I'm not 100% sure. This is a remote, though, the Kabbalah is, I hear what you're saying.
They're cobbles, but it was at their cabbage. You don't like, oh, that makes sense. You'll know where the
camera is. Okay, we'll come to that. So Ramosha says that this is Agaponim. This is the shaila that is Moira. There's a problem because in the end of the day, the result of what you've done is that you've counted the Mesim over there in the Mesim Kvarts. And again, what's the problem? Either dead, they're no longer got the Issa on them, but he said that Gufa is Loig L'Rosh. Because what you're saying, had you been alive, we wouldn't be able to count you. We can only count you because you no longer have the Chashivas of Abal Chai, you're no longer alive anymore. So that's Loig L'Rosh because there's an Issa, again, because there's an Issa to count them. So it's Loig L'Rosh to say, to make a declaration that now we can count you because you're not alive anymore. So if there's an Issa, so it's dependent on whether there's an Issa when they're alive, then that Issa will apply also when they're not alive anymore. That's what Ramosha over there is mistapik. Now, he goes over, Ramosha's discussion over there, Ramosha goes over to the Gemara in Yuma over there. Now the Gemara in Yuma over there is discussing, Gemara in Yuma Chafes Mitbeis, and the Gemara over there is discussing the halacha of the halacha. We all know there's a mission over there that it's view that they did in the morning every morning they did a geirul of which kainim would be zeicha to do that avodah that morning. So how did they do it? What did they do? So they all stuck out a finger. They stood in a circle, and the kainim, let's say there were 20 kainim already in the morning to start that avodah. So they stood there, they stuck out a finger, and the Mamuna would go and he would start counting around. So he'd throw out a number of his thing. He didn't know how many kainim there were. He'd close his eyes. Let's say there were 20 kainim over there. So he would throw out a number, 83. He'd say 83, throw out a number, and then he'd start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And he'd go round and round and round because there's only 20 kainim over there. So he went over 4 times around. And whoever stopped by, that was the kainim, was Zeicha. In that way, that was the way that they did this girl. That's the way they did this pious in the morning, every morning, in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says that why did they? The Gemara says Tana Hitziu et Speisechem. You've got to stick out the fingers, like we just said. So the Gemara says Misayeh Leil Rabbi Yitzchok. This is a proof for Rabbi Yitzchok. The Rabbi Yitzchok says Osa Limnitzas Yisrael Afilu Dvam Mitzvah. We're talking over here at Dvam Mitzvah was to do the Avodah. And in order to be able to do that avodah, then they had to do this pious. But the Gemara says they had to stick out their fingers. Why did they have to stick out the fingers? Because to actually count the people would have been a problem. So therefore, in order to avoid counting the people, they would stick out their fingers, and at least sticking out the fingers, they would know the mitzvah of all the people over there. Now, what exactly does it help, the sticking out the fingers? You're not counting the actual people. So let's go now. So let's go now to Rashi on this week's parasha, and we'll come back to the Gemara over there in a minute. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, Kisiso es reish b'nei Yisrael. Remember, there's two ways of reading this pasuk. It's very important. There's two ways of reading this pasuk. But what we want to bring out this pasuk is the din that the issa, there's an issa to count Yidden. But amayis ali dei davar acher, like we just saw now in the Gemara, sticking out a finger, then it's going to be mutter. In Pashas, you read the pasuk as follows. Before you see Rashi, read the pasuk as follows. Kisisa is Reish Bnei Yisrael. When you count Klal Yisrael, if Kudeim, so Venosnu Ish Kefer Nafshe, there's a problem. Yeah, a problem arises when you count Klal Yisrael. Also to count Klal Yisrael, right? And the problem arises when you count in Klal Yisrael. So what you've got to do is Venosnu Ish Kefer Nafshe. Every Yid has to give a Kefer Nafshe, has to give a Machzis Hashekel as a Kapora. So that there won't be a negev, there won't be a plague, because when they get counted, Rashi says when you count Yidden, it causes ayin hara. So in order to avoid that ayin hara, they should give something b'shas ma'isa, kapara b'shas ma'isa. Now Rashi says that's not pshat in the pasuk. It's not pshat that in order to avoid ayin hara they gave a kapara b'shas. They did it because there was a problem with the counting, so they had to counteract that problem with the counting, so they gave a kapara. Rashi says that's not the pshat. Rashi says kisisa reish b'nei Yisrael is not like we just translated it. When you count them, then they've got to give a kapara. When you encounter the problem of counting them, so you've got to give a kapara in order to counteract that problem that you had with counting them. Now forget kisisa reish b'nei Yisrael, when you want to count them, then don't count them. Don't count them. V'nosnu ish kefer nafshe, everyone should give a machzor shekel. Right, in order that you're counting not the Yidden, you're counting the Machzor HaShekel. That means the way that we counteract the problem The way that we avoid the problem of counting Klal Yisrael is not by counting them and then doing a kapara afterwards of Nosnu Ishkefa Nafshei. That's not what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk means they should give Kefa Nafshei, they should give the Machzor Shekel, then take that Machzor Shekel, count that Machzor Shekel, don't count them, you count the Machzor Shekel. That's what the Pasuk means. There's only a problem over here, which we have to understand, that then the Venostu Ish Kefa Nafshei, the giving of the Kapara, is nothing to do with the counting. It's not Kefa Nafshei. They could have given anything, right? They could have given each a piece of wood, a little piece of wood, a little chip of wood. Moshe Rabbeinu could have counted all the chips of wood afterwards. But the actual Kefa Nafshei, the actual fact that it was that they gave was a Machzor Shekel, which Machzor Shekel was a tzedakah, which was a Kefa Nafshei, L'chaira is irrelevant to the counting. You don't need that for the counting, because you've already counteracted the problem of counting them by counting the shkolim, not counting the people. Like we saw just now in the Gemara and Yuma, that when you count the fingers of people and don't count the people themselves, then that's not called counting. So l'chaira, this Kefa Nafshei is a totally separate thing. That b'shas they counted, they also gave a Kefa Nafshei. Which is a difficulty which l'chaira will try to explain, what the Kefa Nafshei is necessary after you're already counting Dava Acher. But l'chaira, there's one more thing I want to see before we come back to that Tshuvas Ramesha. One more thing that I want to say is that there's a famous Gemara about David HaMelech. Everyone knows the Gemara in Brachot about David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he said the Lashon to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mesis Shaul. And Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry with David HaMelech. You're calling me a Mesis, you're calling me somebody who persuades people, Chas Shalom, to do Averas. Hare Ani Mesischa, I'm going to cause you to do an Avera, but Dova, in an Avera that Shafiru Tinegis Shabbat Rabbim Yedin. Even kids in school know, Parshas Kisisa, it's also to count Klal Yisrael, and I'm going to cause you to forget about that halach of counting Klal Yisrael, and I'm going to cause you to count Klal Yisrael. So the everyone asked the question. Lemais in the end of this, so that's what happened. The state of the Nach, that he told Yoav to count Klal Yisrael, and everyone asks, number one, how could David HaMelech Lemais make a mistake? How did it happen? Lemais David HaMelech made a mistake. Shafilu Tinoikas Shveitz Ram Yedim. How did it happen? How could he make a mistake that Afilu little children know about the Pasuk in the Torah? How did he forget about Pasuk in the Torah? So that itself, that David HaMelech forgot about Pasuk in the Torah, the Mepharshim not so worried about, because that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, I'll make you forget about it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu could do anything, I'll make you forget about the thing. But the problem is that Yoav ben Tzeruya was the one who counted Klal Yisrael on behalf of David HaMelech, and the Zakenim and the Sanhedrin, whoever was around then, was pshat, they didn't put up a fuss. There's a pasuk in the Torah. How could it be that they forgot about that pasuk in the Torah? So there's a mahalach. The mahalach, it says in the Ramban, and the mahalach says in Ur Chaim over here on this week's parsha, and the Radak, that we just said the Gemara, we just said the Halacha, the Gemara, we just said the Halacha, we just said the Halacha in Rashi, and the Halacha in the Gemara over there, that if you count Alidei Dava Acher, again the Gemara over there was talking about counting the fingers, and this week's parsha is counting the shkolim. We count Alidei Dava Acher, so you've avoided the problem of counting.
So one second, but Zot
the Ramban that David HaMelech thought he'll count Alidei Dava Acher. He didn't count them directly. He didn't do a head count, as they call it. He counted, everyone in Klal Yisrael gave something, and he counted them. But, so you're asking that, then it's not a chet at all. So Zot Ramban, that's Ramban says, that this din that you're allowed to count Alidei Dava Acher, is only muta, the Tzorich Mitzvah. And David HaMelech at the time, Zot Ramban, he just wanted to be, it's the Lashon Ramban, is he wanted to, I'm not so sure if I'm saying exactly right, he wanted to take pride in the melucha that he had, and there was no necessity with Klal, there was no national security issues that he needed to know the numbers, he needed to have the census of Klal Yisrael for, and therefore, since it wasn't a Tzorich Mitzvah, that was his problem. The problem was he didn't do it a Tzorich Mitzvah. So it says over here, state though, that even once you're counting Alidei Dava Acher, you haven't solved the problem totally. It's only, there's still some lingering problem over here, and it's only the Tzorich Mitzvah that's mutter to count Klal Yisrael, to count Klal Yisrael, even in this fashion of doing Alidei Dava Acher. Even Alidei counting their spoils, even Aliday counting the Shkolim, or whatever it was. The Gemara then in Yuma says another case that Shaul HaMelech brings a raya from Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael, not Klal Yisrael again, he counted the Chedek of Klal Yisrael, the Anoshim, who went out the Tzava, says, Vayivkedem Bebozok. He counted them with pieces of earthenware. They each member of Klal Yisrael gave a piece of earthenware, and he didn't count them directly. He counted those pieces of earthenware, and with that he knew the number of Klal Yisrael. So again, thought the Ramban that Shaul HaMelech was allowed to count Klal Yisrael, and that wasn't the problem at all. It was only because he did the Tzerich Mitzvah. If you don't do, even if you're doing this fashion of counting it, that you're not counting directly, but again, if you're not doing the Tzerich Mitzvah, then thought the Ramban, thought the Radak, thought the Rechaim, that is a problem. Basically, that Sekunda is that even when you're counting it, they did Davach, it's very negay alach lemaisa. Even when you're counting it, they did Davach, then it's got to be the Tzerich Mitzvah. Shlo the Tzerich Mitzvah is not going to be Mutter. So let's go. Oh, so what's the pshat? One second, just a second before we get back to Ramesha. What's the pshat in this that you've got to do it? You've got that even when you count Ali Dei Davar Acher, there's a problem. L'chira, you've circumvented the problem in Gamsen. If counting Ali Dei Davar Acher is not called counting Yidden, you're counting pieces of earthenware, you're counting pieces, you're counting at Spois, or you're counting Shkolim, l'chira, that's not called counting Yidden. So what is the problem exactly? When you're counting Ali Dei Davar Acher, why do you need something else? Why do you need the Usa to be a Letzerich Mitzvah? Why is it still a lingering problem over here when you're counting Ali Dei Davar Acher? You sorted out the problem totally, you're counting Ali Dei Davar Acher. So, I'd like to suggest over here that the problem is that there's two different problems when you're counting Eden. Dor state, and we'll come back to answer the kasha that we asked, why do you have to give a Kofa Nefesh as well? He said, why have you got to give a Kofa Nefesh? Once Rashi explains that the Peshat and the Pasuk is that you've got to give the Shkolim and count the Shkolim, then why do you need the Kofa Nefesh? Why do you need the Kofa Nefesh while you're counting the Yidin? So the Pshat is because there's two things when you're counting Klal Yisrael. One problem is the actual Maisa of counting Klal Yisrael, the actual going 1, 2, 3, 4, that itself is Asa. Irrelevant of the result that comes out, that you have a Yidia about how many Yidin there are over here, but there's also a problem in actually just doing the actual act of counting Klal Yisrael is a problem. But besides for that, there's another problem. There's a problem called Yedias. There's a problem that Yedias HaMitzvah, the actual knowledge that Klal Yisrael has got, or Klal Yisrael, or maybe even a Chelik Klal Yisrael, we'll discuss that in a minute, has got this amount of people, that itself is a problem. And therefore, even once you've counteracted the problem, even once you've solved the problem of counting Klal Yisrael by counting them at Dei Davar Acher, but amaisa, there's also a resultant Yedias HaMitzvah. You know now, at a day counting that amount of pieces of earthenware, whatever it was, you know how many Yidden there are over here. So knowing how many Yidden there are over here, itself is a problem. And therefore, that's only the Ayin Hara, Ketzef. That itself is the Ayin Hara. Rashi says it's the Ayin Hara. So that Ayin Hara itself is a problem. So therefore, you've got to first, number one, you've got to get around the problem of counting them. You've got to get around the problem of counting them, the actual maisa of counting them, that state in Rashi, that state in the Gemara, that you count them at Dei Davar Acher. You count them through something else. But then there's another problem. Even after you've counted them at Dei Davar Acher, but there's a problem, the resultant mitzvah that comes out of it, there's a ketzer, there's an ayin hara, the mitzvah that comes out of it. That is only mutter l'tzorich mitzvah. That, maybe perhaps the mitzvah itself protects you, the tzorich mitzvah will solve that problem. Now those are the two things. Again, I'm gefrekt. There was pshat in the Kofa Nefesh. Why is it necessary to give a Kofa Nefesh? Pshat, they did the counting. They were doing it Dei Davar Chesavi. So why did they need to do? Why did they need to give a Kofa Nefesh? The Teretz says, you're right. The problem of counting Klal Yisrael, he managed to give a solution to, because he counted them at Dei Davar Acher. The actual mice of counting them, he sorted out. But the problem is, even after the mice of counting them, you've got a problem, because there's an Ayin Hara that comes about through counting them. So for that, they needed to give a Kofa Nefesh in order to solve that Ayin Hara. Coming back to the Tshuva Ramesha. So Ramesha says over there, His discussion is that you've got the kvarim, you've got the kvarim over there, yeah, and the kvarim, you're putting the numbers on the kvarim, so you're counting the mason, and because you're counting the mason, there's a problem with Leg Larosh, because had they been alive, you wouldn't have been allowed to count them.
Are you counting the
kvarim,
not the mason?
Oh, so Ramosha says maybe you're counting the kvarim, not the mason, like that it's boys that the people are sticking out, so you're counting the kvarim, not the mason. So is that maybe that's a solution? So Moshe says that's not true. He says, you have to understand, this whole business of counting the etzvos seems to be a bit of a dray. What are you doing? At the end of the day, you're counting the people. What does it mean that you're counting the etzvos? So that's all a maisa. Others argue in Moshe and they say, no, the problem is counting, doing a head count. The problem is counting counting a dovash and a shama toliboy. So if you count people's hearts or people's heads, that would be a problem. When you're counting etzvos, you're not counting the people at all. So again, so according to that, then counting the kvarim wouldn't be a problem. But Moshe says no. Moshe says that the problem, that the reason why counting its spoils is better, is only because it is yitochen that when the kohen sticks out his finger, he's not all the kohenim are going to stick out the finger, and the number's not going to be 100% accurate because you don't see all the people. So whoever's standing there counting doesn't get a proper minion of the people over there who are standing there. And therefore, that's why it's not called counting. But if you'd have something, yeah, if every person, if you'd count every person's shoelaces, right, or every person's glasses, right, whoever's standing over there, then that would be a problem. Because in the end of the day, that's just a dray. In the end of the day, you know that whoever's got this amount of shoelaces, that's the amount of people that are there. That's not called a minyan alidei davar acher. So Moshe says, therefore, counting would taka be a problem. Taka has an issue with his counting. And therefore, Taki, you can't do it. You're not allowed to do it. And he's got a different eights over there that maybe should make groups of kvarim. And you write in the Rishima, the front of the basic kvaras, that they make groups of five. And you write in the Rishima, the front of the basic kvaras, that this is the place where he's in this place. He's got a different eights for it. Chal Tzirbon, whatever you want to do. However you want to do it, do it in a different way. He doesn't like to do it in that way.
One, two, three, four. Is it possible for 10 words?
Oh. No, we're not counting. The problem is that here you put numbers on the tumat, you put numbers already on the graves. So therefore it's already counted. It doesn't help you, Bichlal.
If it's dead, no ketzer,
no. No, so I'm saying, but that's what he explains. He explains that anything that if they would have been alive, you wouldn't have been able to do, you're not allowed to do in the dead because of Elohim Glorosh. Because what you're saying to them is, why is there no ketzer? Because they're not alive anymore. Right, so that itself is a loy glorosh. You're making fun of them that they're in a situation that they can now be counted. Right, so that itself in a chanama, it's not the issa of counting, but it's the issa of loy glorosh. Because as soon as there would have been an issa of counting when they were alive, so when they're dead, that's a problem of loy glorosh. No, loy glorosh. As we said, look. Firstly, this is a mitzvah. What? No, counting, not being allowed to count people is an issa, is a lav in the Torah. So that's loy grosh. If you say that doesn't apply to you, so what you're saying is that the mitzvah doesn't apply to you because you're not alive anymore. So that itself is a loy grosh. So now, but I just want to be done. Maybe if you go like the other achrenim argues, great achrenim are arguing in Moshe, and say that the heter of counting fingers. Itaka would apply to kvarim as well, because the issa is to count the dovash and the shama tluyaboy, and when you count the cave of a person, that's not a problem at all, right? But yet still the chayra will still be osa. Let's be done that maybe it'll still be osa, because like we just said, the ma'aseh is an issa from yediyas hamisbah. There's an issa from knowing the amount of people that are there. The resultant misbah itself is osa, right? That means not just the ma'aseh misbah, the resultant misbah itself is osa. So therefore, even if you counted.
Maybe you're not allowed because maybe today would be Tiriyas HaMesi, so all the meds.
They're not alive for the moment, yeah? So at the end of the day, it's a kid, so the issa is the result, again, perhaps even though Ramesha might be able to argue Ramesha, Legabe, that it's not called counting the people because you're counting the Kvarim, it's not called counting the people, but maybe there'll still be Asa. Because there's a problem, like we just said, we just were mechiach. There's a problem called yidias hamisbah. That means knowing the amount of people that are there is also a problem. So therefore, if you aliday lemais of the counting know how many mason there are in the basic forest, that itself is a problem. Now this is of yidias hamisbah. So therefore, your emotion is vital, right? But maybe not mitameh. Maybe not because there's a problem in natural counting, but maybe because there's a problem in having a resultant knowledge of the mitzvah that's there. That could be. That's what I'm suggesting, perhaps, over here. That even if Ramosha is not right, like about the counting, the actual problem of counting, that but the yediyas hamitzvah, the knowledge of the mitzvah that comes out of it, will also be a problem. But here, this is what I want to discuss a little bit. This is of Idiyas HaMitzvah, right? It's gonna cause us a lot of problems, right? It's gonna cause us a lot of problems. Knowing the amount of people that there are in the room, it's gonna cause us a lot of problems. However, we're allowed to count anything, right? So we know, everyone knows, he counts a group of people. So you say a pasuk, comes from the Sefer Itim, brings down that what you do is you're supposed to count, you take your pasuk with 10 words, Heshia Samecha, and some people say Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, that we also got something that's got 10 words, and in a day counting with those 10 words, then you'll know how many people there are in the room. So that is the Yediyas HaMitzvah. That's knowing you got to the Yediyas HaMitzvah. If we're right, that Yediyas HaMitzvah itself is a problem, then in a chanama, we said that the Tzorich Mitzvah it's muta. But Shalei L'Tzorich Mitzvah, we always count Shalei L'Tzorich Mitzvah as well. I think that the minhag is to use Heshia Samecha on any circumstances. You're standing in you're on an outing somewhere, you're about to go into the theme park or something, and you've got 20 people together with you, and you want to count exactly how many there are adults and how many children there are, you'll use Heshia Samecha, you'll count them. Shalei L'Tzorich Mitzvah Bechlal, it's used. So Shalei L'Tzorich Mitzvah, there should be a problem. L'maisa, the ideas of Mitzvah itself should be a problem. And it doesn't make any sense that just knowing the amount of people that there are in a certain place should be a problem. We're full of statistics, right? This yeshiva has 67 bachrim in, right? I say that, right? I'm not even the issan of Yediyas HaMitzvah, knowing the amount of mitzvah that there is in a certain place. It sounds ridiculous, right? Reb Sholeb Diskin is a chayis, he says about Bien Snabj, if you used to be able to look at a group of Chveisnish, 678 people. And he used to say the 678 people, he used to look at a tree, right? And he used to see, he used to say, on this tree there's 10,088 leaves, right? He used to be able to see, he had that brain that he'd be able to see them all together. So he's not allowed to look at a crowd of people. He's not allowed to see a crowd of people. God, I saw that Rebel Soloveitchik says that Yaakov Avinu saw, he saw there was 400 people together with him. So Rabbal said, like Sholeb Diskin. Sholeb Diskin used to be able to look at a crowd of people and see how many people there were. Yaakov Avinu looked and he saw Vahina Arba Meis Ish Itay. Yaakov Avinu had a cop that you could see 300 people. But even, you could see 400 people all together in one go. But even so, so I understand. He's not allowed to look at a crowd of people because he's got a problem with ideas and mitzvahs. So let's say he didn't count them. It's not called that he counted them. He did it all in one skira. It's not called that he counted them. But you're not allowed to look at the thing. I could look over here. I could look in the room. I said most people could do this. And you could see in one go, 3, 4, 5 people in a go, right? So you're not allowed to look at them. It might not be a mindset of counting them, but you're not allowed to look at them because of the problem with ideas and mitzvahs. Sounds all very strange that there should be a problem with Yediyas HaMitzvah B'chiyai Gavna. That sounds strange that the problem, there should be a problem knowing the amount of Yidin there are in one go. B'chiyai, we're not makbid b'chal about it. B'chiyai, we do Yediyas HaMitzvah.
Always count to find a minion.
To find, okay, the guy could be the Tzorich Mitzvah. The Tzorich Mitzvah is not a problem. But too much later, the Tzorich Mitzvah. Stamazi, I want to count how many people came to the shir today, right? So let me do a head count of how many people came to the shir today. So I could look at the room and I could say there's what about 25 people here, maybe a bit less, 20, right? I could see this. So I could look in one go and I could say, am I allowed to do that? What you did just now, was that muta? Was that, was it? They're not, it's not the Tzorich HaMitzvah for me to know, nobody needs to know Bechlal. So I allowed to do that Bechlal. So the Chayra doesn't make sense. The Chayra doesn't make sense. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. The Chayra, even Shleil Tzorich Mitzvah, we're knowing Avada that you're allowed to say Yeshia Samecha or Shleil Tzorich Mitzvah. So it must be as follows. It must be, and this will come to answer a different question. It must be, and the emphasis, I just want to say very quickly before I leave this, that Rav Elzin has also got such a tshuva in Shevet HaRevi. He talks about a story as follows. Rav Elzin talks about a story like this. There was a class outing, right? It seems to be this was a story. It's not so easy to get the story from the few lines that he wrote over there. But the shayla had the following shayla. Somebody else involved in the following shayla. There was a class outing. On the outing, there were 30 boys. Now, at every stage, wherever they went, and came to lunchtime, wherever it was, and they gathered all the boys together. I wanted to check everyone's there before they got back on the coach. I wanted to check everyone's there. So they have to count 30 boys. So to do a head count of 30 boys, you're not allowed to do it. It's a problem of counting class. So it's a whole problem. So he had this person had the Eitzah. you could have, he said that you could, if you want, you could just take register, right? And call out each boy's name and tick them off. But to have a list of all the boys registered is difficult, right? Easiest way is just to count them. So he had the answer, you've got 30 boys. So think of it like this. Take 3 boys, right? Tell them to stand 3 boys together. Take another 3 boys, make another row of 3 boys, and another row of 3 boys all the way along. And then, and then you'll have, if what should you should result in at the end of the day is having 10 rows of 3. 10 times, and you'll know you've got 30 boys over there. That was his Eitzah. But who's going to actually count? Because I count the 10 boys on the front row, I've also got a problem. So he said the children should count. One boy should say one. The first boy in the front of row 1 should say 1. Front of row 2 should say 2. Front of row 3 should say 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right? So Vosel discusses you haven't got any mitzvah of gedolim. No gedolim are counting, but the children are counting. So Vosel says, yes, it's an issa deraisa. So when the children are counting themselves, although they're ketanim, and maybe they're not even a gel chinuch, but there's a problem of sefia. And any issa deraisa, you don't have to cause the cotton to do the issa deraisa himself. There's a problem of sefia. Even if there wouldn't be a problem with sphere, this is what's negated us, even though it wouldn't be a problem with sphere. But like we just said, the problem is the result of knowing the numbers of children that's there. So it doesn't help you, Bichlal, that the children did it. In the end of the day, you have a idea of how many children, and that itself is a problem. And you have a idea of the children, and that's a problem. So again, it's not like we're just saying, right, the Chira, that to have a idea of Eden is not a problem. It sounds like having the idea of Eden is a problem.
When you go to register and you see all the boys are there, then you know 30 boys
there
as well, so
you've
got an
idea. Yeah, I don't know. It's such an indirect thing that every time that you happen to I don't know how to work this out. But it's very schwer anyway to say that there's a problem in knowing the amount of people that are there. I can't look at 3 people in one go because I'm gonna see that there's 3 people there. It doesn't make any sense. Namastan. We just said that we said rise that there is a problem in knowing how many people are in knowing the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. So the teretz is poshut that the problem knowing the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael is to know the mitzvah from Gans Klal Yisrael. If you know the mitzvah of Gans Klal Yisrael, that's a problem. So therefore, the problem with David HaMelech was that he knew the mitzvah of Gans Klal Yisrael. And that explains that, and knowing the mitzvah of Gans, the idea's mitzvah, I've added there's 2 things. There's the issa stamazeh counting. And that counting the kohenim in the morning, when you go around in the circle, counting the kohenim in the morning, that's stamma problem. Over there was no resultant knowledge of how many kohenim there were there at all. Because like we said, there are 20 kohenim standing in a circle, and he went round and round and round. And at the end of the day, did he know how many kohenim there were? He didn't know how many kohenim there were at all. But the actual act of counting is definitely a problem. Tosh state in the Gemara, the fact that you're not allowed to count the kohenim only with the fingers, the act of counting itself is a problem. But there's another problem as well. And this answer, there's another problem as well, and that's the resultant knowledge, like we said. But that's only when you're counting Gans Klal Yisrael. That's only when you're counting all of Klal Yisrael, then the resultant knowledge is a problem. So when you come to the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Yuma says it's also to count Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara, where do we know from that it's also to count Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara, we know from Shaul HaMelech that when he counted the soldiers, he counted them with bozak, he counted them with pieces of earthenware, he counted them with tloim, with sheep. He counted them and he did over achar. Okay. Fregen alle mefarshim, fregen akasha mashofik the kasha and the paneach rozefik the kasha. Look, asach. Ask a kasha in the Gemara. Do you mean it's a pasuk in this week's parsha? Kisiso Ezrosh Bnei Yisrael. You've got to count them and he did over achar. Otherwise, v'lo yivam negev b'fkodesom. There'll be a negev when you count them. There's going to be a big problem when you count them. So the teretz to that is we can say that kisiso you are counting Gans Klal Yisrael. So therefore, even counting al yedei davar acher would be a problem. So therefore, not even counting al yedei davar acher. Therefore, there wouldn't be any raya b'chlaf from kisiso at all that there's an issa to count Klal Yisrael, because there it could be that the problem is the resultant knowledge that you know that there's this amount of Eden, because there we were discussing counting the whole of Klal Yisrael. And as we said, counting the whole of Klal Yisrael constitutes a problem that the result of knowing the number of Gans Klal Yisrael itself is a problem. That wouldn't be a raya to counting the kohenim in the morning. Counting the kohenim in the morning, there's no resultant knowledge, number one, at all. And number two, it's not Gans Klal Yisrael. So who told you that there's a problem counting even a mixas Klal Yisrael? And as we're explaining, who told you there's a problem in the actual Maisa of counting Klal Yisrael? Of them state the pasuk by Shalom Melech that he counted only a mixus of Klal Yisrael, and that was also a problem. Pehechrich, the problem is only a problem in the actual Maisa of counting Klal Yisrael, and not the Maisa of not the Yedias HaMitzvah that comes out from here. And that'll answer the kasha why the pasuk over here doesn't bring Kisisa. Doesn't bring the pasuk in Kisisa, because Kisisa is a different noisa, different noisa totally. Kisisa is when you count in Gans Klal Yisrael, and here there's a shayla of counting doing, and that's the problem that is the Maisa Mitzvah, the Yedias HaMitzvah is only a problem when you know the number of Gans Klal Yisrael. Knowing how many bachim there are in yeshiva, or knowing how many people are sitting in this room, is not a problem of the Yedias HaMitzvah. The problem with this was only when you know Gans Klal Yisrael, and that we would have said was Pshat in Kisisa, and that's where the Gemara has to come along and say that no, there's a new issa besides for knowing the number of all of Klal Yisrael, to do a Maisa of counting even a part of Klal Yisrael itself is a problem, right? And that's Pshat in how we could do a Shez HaMecha, because you're counting a Chedek of Klal Yisrael, the counting a Chedek of Klal Yisrael is a problem, and you've got to do Alidei Dava Acher, or you've got to do Alidei Shez HaMecha, you've got to do Alidei something else. I just want to come back that Raz has got another shuv over there. One more shuv that he discussed over there is he talks about the senses in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chayyim will also come out and Nafkamina these two tzedakim. In every country they do a census. They count the amount of every 10 years. They count the amount of people that are in the country. There's a big tzurich in it, because you've got to know how many hospitals to build, and how you've got to know the diversity of the cultures, and who you need to cater for, and how many places of worship you've got to make, and how many leisure centers you've got to make, etc. You've got to have the right infrastructure. You've got to do it in tzurich of the countries. And it's all they do a census. So the other gedolim of the Letz Tadur discussed the Steibler discussed this, and Vosa discussed this, and the Tzeliezer tshuva from about this. How could they do the census in Eretz Yisrael? Because you're counting, the Maaseh, you're counting Eden, how does it work? So their discussion over there a lot of the discussion is over there, counting is done mainly Alidei the computer. It's not done Alidei B'nai Adam, it's Alidei the computer. And then they discuss this issue that we spoke about, Yedias HaMitzvah, knowing the amount of people that there are over there. But then there's one svara that I just want to bring out that Vazal says over there.
You're giving a number, aren't you?
Say them, you're counting yourself. So you're asking that you're counting yourself, your family, you're counting your family.
Why is it not the same as Max's shekel? You give a shekel, you're counting the shekel.
So if you're counting the shekel, that's fine, but you're not counting the shekel here. You're doing your head count.
You're not counting your head count.
You are counting. When you count the numbers on the paper, you're counting. You have to have the people actually in front of you. You're counting, obviously, that in this house, there's 10 people. Even if you don't know who they are. So the stab was very against it. The stab says you're not allowed to participate at all. You're probably not allowed to participate at all. Now Vos has got somewhere a few different terim. In the end of the day, I don't think he gives a chra, but he's got one stab to be matter, which I just want to bring out, because it brings out the shadow that we discussed today. With that, we'll finish. Vos discusses over there the following. He says that in Eretz Yisrael, there's plenty of goyim. And there's plenty of goyim over there. And therefore, he says that the number that you're counting at the end of the day, you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but there's a whole lot of Arabs over there as well. So you're not counting Yidden, you're counting people. When you have a group of people with Yidden and goyim mixed together, and you count that group of people, that's not called counting Yidden Bechlal. That's as far as he wants to say. It's not called counting Yidden Bechlal. You're not interested in Bechlal and counting. You have no idea at the end of the day how many, you're not counting how many Yidden there are, you're counting how many. Human beings that are over here. That's not called counting Yidden. It's not a problem. I just thought that was a chiddush, because according to what we just said, there's two things over here. There's the issa of Yedias HaMitzvah. Okay, so Yedias HaMitzvah we don't have, but there's another problem as well. Oh, just by the way, either split them. He asked a question. Either afterwards, he split them into the cultures, into the thing. He said, "There's this amount of Jews in Israel, this amount of Arabs in Israel." He said, "But Amai said there's plenty of people who call themselves Jews and they're not Jews, right? There's plenty of Russians in Eretz Yisrael who think that they're Yidden, they're not Yidden, right? So therefore, in the end of the day, you haven't got, you don't have any count bechlal on Yidden." But I just think it's a massive. I just think that's a big chiddush according to what we just said, because we said that there's two things. There's a resultant knowledge of how many people there are. There's also the issa of the Maisa Mispa. So when I go to Chesnish, I go to Rechav Petach Tikva, and I count every Yid in Rechav Petach Tikva. Right, at the end of the day, that Maisa that I did over there, you're right. the long term result was that I'm counting not only the Yidden over there, I'm also counting the Arabs in East Jerusalem and in Abu Ghosh. I'm counting all of them as well, and there's plenty of Arabs over there within Yerushalayim, and I'm counting all of them at the same time. But Lemaisa, in the end of the day, there are plenty of times during my counting, I count a whole street of Chreis, a thousand Yidden, and I'm counting them. So Lechayra, what's the difference between that and when you counted the Kohenim in the morning? And you didn't know the number of Kohenim that there were at the end of the day. But Lemaisa, you did a Maisa, you did an act of counting them. That's the aura that I've got on the Vazan according to what we discussed today. Okay. Sure.